Get a Life by Anna Quindlen. There are thousands of people out there with the same degree you have. When you get a job, there'll be thousands of people doing what you want to do for a living. But you're the only person alive who has sole custody of your life, your particular life, your entire life, not just your life at a desk or your life on the bus or in the car or at the computer, not just the life of your mind, but the life of your heart. Not just your bank account, but your soul. People don't talk about the soul very much anymore. It's so much easier to write a resume than to craft a spirit. But a resume is cold comfort on a winter night, or when you're sad, or broke, or lonely, or when you've gotten back the chest x-ray and it doesn't look so good, or when the doctor writes, prognosis poor. You cannot really be first rate at your work if your work is all you are. So I suppose the best piece of advice I could give anyone is pretty simple. Get a life. A real life. Not a manic pursuit of the next promotion or bigger paycheck or the larger house. Do you think you'd care so very much about those things if you developed an aneurysm one afternoon or found a lump in your breast while in the shower? Get a life in which you notice the smell of salt water pushing itself on a breeze over the dunes. A life in which you stop and watch how a red-tailed hawk circles over a pond and a stand of pines. Get a life in which you pay attention to the baby as she scowls with concentration when she tries to pick up a Cheerio with her thumb and first finger. Turn off your cell phone. Turn off your regular phone, for that matter. Keep still. Be present. Get a life in which you're not alone. Find people you love and who love you. And remember that love is not leisure, it's work. Get a life in which you're generous. Look around at the azaleas making fuchsia starbursts in spring. Look at a full moon hanging silver in a black sky on a cold night and realize that life is glorious and that you have no business taking it for granted. Care so deeply about its goodness that you want to spread it around. Take the money you would have spent on beers in a bar and give it to charity. Work in a soup kitchen. Tutor a seventh grader. All of us want to do well, but if we do not do good too, then doing well will never be enough.